I know pretty much everything there is to know about the team that you can find in the media guide, but you always have to check the media guide to find out what Kevin Stefanski is doing. And this year, you're coaching the running backs. That's I think right. You've coached about every position we have.
Feels that way, and it's I'm pretty fortunate to be able to do what I'm doing now, coaching the running backs, spending a couple years with the tight ends, the previous five with the quarterbacks. So it's been invaluable for me, and then just to be able to touch all those different areas of the game has been it's been pretty cool.
You probably could have written a book on Adrian because you've been here for his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're coaching him. So you said when you get into a room with a guy, your perspective changes.
No doubt.
So have you learned anything about Adrian?
Oh, sure, a lot. And even just in these first few weeks of the OTAs. And the thing with Adrian, like you mentioned, I've been here. I was here the day he walked into the draft room to shake everybody's hand, which I'll never forget. But so we've been around each other for all these years, and albeit I was with the quarterbacks and the tight ends prior. So Adrian and myself were kind of known commodities to each other. But like you mentioned, that now you're in a room and you're coaching a person or whatever it is, and it's been I've been so impressed with Adrian. When he's at work, man, he is working, and he shows up, and it's everybody likes to imagine a superstar that kind of does what he pleases. That's just not Adrian. He's here and he's working his tail off, and I think the young guys in the running back room, on the offense, on the team kind of see, oh, that's how we work here, and he's been so good at setting that tempo.
Yeah. Jerick McKinnon. I always laugh to myself about him because no one wants to take Adrian off the field, but everyone wants Jerick to play more.
Jerick's a special player, and there's so much that he can do, and I think we're still figuring out exactly what he can do. And it's up to us to kind of put him in positions where he can help us, and I think we're figuring that out. And Jerick he's here to please. And, you know, I laugh. I wonder who likes Jerick the best. Does our special teams coach like him the best? Our offensive coordinator? The strength coaches love Jerick. I'm sure the PR staff loves Jerick because he's given a great soundbite. So he's here to do whatever is asked of him.
Do you think, you coach some quarterbacks now, do you think, you know, he played a little of that position in college. Does any of that filter through and make its way through and affect how he approaches the game?
Well, he played quarterback, I think, in name only, in that triple option system. So unless we're going to the triple option, which we might, you know, alert the defense coordinators. But the thing with Jerick is he's a cerebral player, and a lot of times you talk about the quarterback position being a cerebral player. He is by his nature. It's not necessarily because he played quarterback in college in a triple option scheme. He is so smart and intelligent, and it's been really fun to get around him, and he's just looking for more and more and more to learn.
I think the last two seasons have really personified Matt Asiata. Like 2 years ago, he's scoring 9-10 touchdowns, you know, as one of the bell cows. Last year, he was a huge guy for the Vikings on special teams. I mean, he has so much value.
Oh, and no doubt. And we know that. And Matt is your typical lunch pail guy. He's coming to work, and he works hard, doesn't say a ton. But he's out here, and like you mentioned, when he was in there, he had a lot of success in those short yardage goal line situations. He has a knack for making yards, and then he's a great pass protector. He's a great special teams player, and he's just a good teammate, and I think that's important to Coach Zim. That's important to Norv, important to me, where guys that are great teammates that are supporting each other, and that's Matt.
How about Zach Lyon? What do you ask of him? What's his role?
So Zach, I think people fail to remember. I mean, Zach came in here as a running back. He was a halfback coming out of SMU, running for all those yards, breaking Eric Dickerson's record. So he has gone through a transition to fullback, and he's done a great job. He's taken coaching. He had James Sachs and Kirby Wilson before him as his coaches, and those are two very good coaches. So Zach's been well coached in the position, and now it's just we need to refine it and get better at it. And I don't think he's ever going to walk in here and say that he's figured it out. But he's a fullback, and a lot of people talk about, is that a dying position in the NFL? And we use it quite a bit. And you got to have a good one. And I think we feel like we have a good one in Zach.
In this offense, the role of the running back beyond carrying the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit and how important they are.
Sure, and we talk about that in our room. And the running back typically has the ball under his arm on a lot of plays, and that's when they light up and do their thing. But there's so many other areas of this game that are so important, and part of the things we talk about, I mean, whether it's pass protection, whether it's being a great receiver in the pass game, whether it's being a great blocker, and that doesn't just show up as a fullback. That can show up on any given play. We have some good receivers that can make plays, so it's It's an effort position. It's a finish position, making plays down the field. So we certainly don't hone in and just talk about, hey, here are the runs, and when the H is getting the ball. It's just not what we're about. We're about how can we help the team in all other areas, obviously including special teams, which Coach Zim and Coach Prefer have done a great job of making that an emphasis for our guys.
I know that you have a great family and you love to spend time with your family, but when the time comes to get down to Mankato, is your body clock ready for that? Do you like being down there and working?
Absolutely, and I've done that drive down 169 so many times, I could probably do it in my sleep, but I don't recommend it. We're ready once that clock hits late July and you're sitting on the beach or mid-July and you're thinking, all right, it's coming. Your body clock is telling you, all right, get ready. And I think once we commit to it and we're down there, we're full bore, and we get such great support from our fans down there. So that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Thanks for your time and everything you do to make the Vikings great, man.
Thanks, Bobby.
Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.